Our Commonness, July 21, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, it is part of the human condition to tend to classify people into various categories, desirable or undesirable, good or bad, worthwhile or not worthwhile. It is difficult for us to see through all the externals to the image of God that is in all of us. As we know ourselves more deeply, these categories break down. We see the commonness of all human beings. I am reminded of the saying, there is so much good in the worst of us, and so much bad in the best of us, that it behooves us not to judge the rest of us. Smile, God loves you. Father Clay. How God sees us. July 28, 1996. Dear people whom God loves. Waking up in the Eastern religions is similar to what we Christians mean by entering the reign of God. Entering the reign of God is seeing things through God's eyes. This is a slow, difficult process. It also involves a gradual change in our lives as a result of waking up. The two aspects of this process are knowing and loving. I obviously can see things only darkly. This, however, is how I see God seeing us. We are fundamentally good and wounded. God calls us to believe in that goodness and grow. We are called to love ourselves. God sees other people just as he sees us, fundamentally good and wounded. We are all connected to each other, not only to members of our family, but to the whole human race. As we heal and the love that is God grows in us, our compassion broadens. This journey takes a lifetime and beyond. We are where we are. Even one step in the right direction is reason for celebration. Smile, God loves you. Father Clay. What's good for us? August 11, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, it seems that our prayers are not always answered. I think this is partly because God wants what is good for us, and we often want things that are not good for us, at least not in the long run. We don't want to get sick. There are times when sickness can bring an inner conversion that makes us better people than we would have been if we had remained healthy. When we are addicted to something, we want to keep our lives manageable while we keep up our destructive behavior. We don't want to hit bottom, but it may be our salvation. It is really a blessing that God doesn't do everything we want. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Finding God. August 18, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, I believe that one of the prime differences between Protestantism and Catholicism is the emphasis we place on finding God in all of creation. That is the sacramental principle. We believe that God is present in every particle of the universe. Furthermore, we can find God there. The unfolding of the universe from the fireball, the Big Bang, is a magnificent story. It fills us with wonder and awe. It makes us humble. It draws us to worship the powerful love behind it. We are not neglecting the scriptures today. Thanks be to God. We are neglecting God's revelation in the story of the universe. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Spiritual Growth, August 25, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, the purpose of prayer is not to get God to do what we want. Prayer is the gradual opening of ourselves to God, so that God may work in us as God chooses. Spiritual growth is not the result of great effort. It is the result of letting God's love show us new ways of looking at things, and being willing to follow, imperfectly of course, the new visions. The Holy Spirit is God, love, dwelling in us, forgiving us, healing us, bringing us courage and strength, opening our minds and hearts. Our job is to give the Spirit permission to work in us any way that the Spirit chooses. That is why we call it spirituality, God's Spirit touching our spirit. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Our Private Hell, September 1, 1996. Dear people whom God loves. Our minds help us get closer to the truth. They also keep us from the truth. Our minds not only let new information in, they also keep new information out. The human tendency is to hold on to old beliefs and thoughts. Our minds then act like filters. They let in information that bolsters what we already believe and keep out information that challenges our beliefs. The result is that we get stuck. We don't change. We don't grow. Our minds become narrow and our hearts become stony. We hurt inside, even though we try to deny it. And out of our own pain, we hurt other people. This keeps others at a distance, and the pain increases. Beneath the exterior we show to other people, we are scared to death. We are locked in our own private hell. In the midst of this private hell, we are loved by God. We just need to accept and believe it. That love will teach us our value and our goodness. That love will help bind up the wounds and make us whole. Let the love of God come in. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Inner Peace. September 8, 1996. Dear people whom God loves. For many of us, life is fast. We run all the time. We never get to know who we are. We are frazzled. There is no peace. We need quiet to become aware of what is going on inside of us. In fact, we often keep busy so we don't have to look at what is inside of us. Some of what is inside is ugly. If we take the time to become aware of all that is inside us, the beautiful and the ugly, and accept it without judgment and give it to God, we will become real, at peace, and grow in wholeness. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. God brings good out of evil. September 15, 1996. Dear people whom God loves. Finding God in the midst of tragedies and other evils is a challenge. I believe, but I do not always understand, that God brings good out of evil. There must be a purpose for evil in the big picture. I can make sense out of the ordinary evils. My experience that my sins have been a greater grace than my virtues tells me that. I cannot make sense out of the horrendous catastrophes. I can only trust that the love we name God is working with wisdom and compassion. I have to trust without seeing. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Religious Leaders. September 22, 1996. Dear people whom God loves. There are two common attitudes toward religious leaders. Some of us think that religious leaders have all the answers. Some of us think that they know nothing. This is the way I see it. Religious leaders are fellow pilgrims on the same spiritual journey as everybody else. We are not wiser or better than others on the journey. Along the way, we may or may not have picked up some wisdom. If we have picked up some wisdom, it can be helpful to others on the journey. If it is helpful, we use some of it as a guide on our journey. Titles mean nothing. Wisdom means a lot. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Fear as Blessing. September 29, 1996. Dear people whom God loves. I believe that fear is behind much of our foolish and destructive behavior. Fear is my own greatest flaw. I used to be afraid of God. That led to crazy thinking and action. I fear conflict and that people won't like me. I fear pain and loss of reputation. I fear failure and not measuring up. I fear authority and anger. My fear is the result of my childhood wounds. These wounds are persistent and heal so slowly. Fear has made my life much more difficult. It has also made me more understanding and compassionate. As I look back, I believe that in the long run, the curse of fear has been a blessing for me. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Grieving. October 13, 1996. Dear people whom God loves. Grieving loss is a natural human process that enables us to heal the wound the loss has caused. Grieving helps our recovery. Many of us, however, resist the grieving process. This is understandable because grieving includes feeling the pain the loss has caused. We want to run away from the pain or seal it off. If people close to us are resisting feeling the pain, they will usually want us not to show our grief because that brings them too close to their pain. When we don't grieve, the pain stays covered up inside of us and causes physical, emotional, and spiritual damage. We fool ourselves when we think we can avoid the pain and just get on with our lives. When we feel the pain, we need to cry. We need a place that is safe to cry. We need people who will just be with us and let us cry. The well-intentioned advice to buck up and be strong is damaging and interferes with the healing process. We need people who will love us and be there for us. We need rituals to help us grieve. That is why wakes, funerals, burials, and visiting the grave are so valuable. Severe loss is not only felt at death, but on other occasions, such as the breakup of an important relationship or a deep rejection. We need a ritual for these losses also. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Finding Peace, October 20, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, we must first be at peace with ourselves if we are to help others be at peace. If we grew up with people who were peaceful, we had a good head start. Unfortunately, many of us grew up in an atmosphere of anger, fear, and sometimes violence. This makes finding peace more difficult. To receive this peace, we must discover the good in the depths of our soul. We must look at and accept the darkness, sin, and violence within us. We must acknowledge them, face them, and at the same time realize that they do not change the goodness deep within us. It helps to say this to God and to experience that God is loving us. It also is valuable to say it to another human being who understands and cares. Peace does not mean that we will have no trials. It does mean that there is calm underneath it all. Peace is like the depths of the ocean that remains calm in the midst of the storm. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. The Distraction of Money. October 27, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, money is not bad, but it is dangerous. People who are rich are not bad, but are in a vulnerable position. It is easy to become attached to money. The more we are attached to anything, the more we lose sight of what is important. Attachment draws us away from love, friendship, enjoying simple things, generosity, inner peace, all of the things that bring us true happiness. Money is only one of the things to which we can become addicted. Let us look at what pulls us strongly and has the power to dominate our life. Let us give it to God. Together we can be freed from the chains that pull us down and hold us fast. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. The Wind Beneath Our Wings, November 3, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, God is the wind beneath our wings. I am reminded of an eagle soaring on the currents of the wind, graceful, effortless, reaching great heights. God's love is like the wind. If we rest in it and let it have its way with us, we will receive much spiritual growth. We resist letting go. We fight, fret, and complain. Hence, we remain stuck on the ground. We resist because letting the love in to nourish us means gradually letting go of the addictions, compulsions, and hates that we cling to. They destroy us, but we are stubborn about letting go. I have partially let go of a number of things, but they are still there. The pull has not vanished. Let us put all the things that resist God's love in the hands of that love and allow it to heal us. If we can make only a tiny step, that is okay. We have our whole life and afterlife for love to make us whole. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Everyone is Beautiful. November 10, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, everyone is beautiful. I believe in my heart that this is true. In practice, I am not able to live out that belief. There are reasons why I don't. I look too much at the externals of physical looks and personalities. I need to realize that that is not who people are. Looks and personality influence me. That is okay to a small degree, but it is much more important that I move quickly beyond them to the inner person, who is beautifully made in God's image. I easily like or dislike some people. That is because they fit or don't fit with my own mostly unconscious needs. My likes and dislikes say nothing about the beauty of another person. I am a beautiful and good person. That has little to do with my behavior or what I do. I am beautiful and good because I came from the loving hand of God. The more I believe that, the more I will realize that everyone else is beautiful and good too. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Accepting Suffering, November 24, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, suffering can be an occasion of growth or decay. When we accept and embrace it, suffering can open our minds and hearts. We begin to see things in their proper perspective. We put first things first. As we see things more clearly, we grow in compassion. We realize that loving is the only way to live. We begin to desire the good and happiness of ourselves and others. We see suffering, even though it still hurts, as a blessing. When we rail against our suffering, we become narrow, bitter, and isolated. We poison our soul. Joy is not the absence of suffering, but the presence of God. I can write this easily now because I am not suffering. When I am suffering, I don't do it very well. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. The Truth. December 1, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, we are never so ignorant as when we think we have the truth. When we think we have the truth, we close our minds. We let in only what agrees with what we already think. We come closer to the truth when we search with open minds and humbly admit how little we know. To be a truth seeker is to have more questions than answers. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Nothing to Fear, December 15, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, fear has a place in our lives. It encourages us to get away from things that could damage us. However, many of our problems are caused by fear. For many of us, myself included, fear gets overblown and hurts rather than helps us. For example, if we have learned to fear God, we will want to run away from God or deny God. Running away is impossible. Therefore, we will either deny God or live under the crushing weight of fear. If we live in terror, we cannot grow into compassionate people. If we deny God, we miss the strength and security that comes from friendship with God. God only loves us. There is nothing to fear. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Slowing Down, December 22, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, if we didn't have clocks, life would not be as efficient and would perhaps be impossible in our society. Yet life without clocks might be more healthy. This is not going to happen, but I believe there is something for us to learn here. Many of us need to slow down. We run until we are frazzled. We are so busy we don't take the time for quiet prayer. We are doing so much that we forget the people most important to us. Advent is an opportunity for us to reflect on our busyness and ask what is important in our lives. Merry Christmas. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Judging Others, December 29, 1996. Dear people whom God loves, as I get older, it becomes clearer to me how judgmental I am. It also becomes clearer how similar all human beings are. It is true that there are great differences in our behaviors, but I wonder how much different we are underneath. The behaviors of Mother Teresa and a mass murderer are very different. I believe that we cannot tell why that is, that we cannot say the reason is that Mother Teresa is a better person. It might be true, but we can't really know that. We all come from the hand of God. Why some turn out better than others is a mystery. We might say that free will is the reason. I believe that free will is a factor, but I also believe that it is a very small part of the whole picture. I believe that we are in for some great surprises when we die. Karl Rahner, the premier Catholic theologian of this century, says that we cannot say that everyone goes to heaven, but we can certainly hope it is true. There are so many unknowns that we are closer to the truth when we judge only behaviors and not persons. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Healthy Self-Esteem, January 5, 1997. Dear people whom God loves, in our imperfect world, mild competition is valuable for those of us who have more talent than others. It is valuable by building up our ego strength. For the rest of us, it is a negative. Ego strength, we sometimes forget, is something we must let go of as we mature. If we don't let go, we do not become fully adult. The esteem we have from our sense of ego must give way to esteem from our sense of self. Esteem that comes from ego is a comparison of ourselves to other. We see ourselves as being more talented, more wealthy, more holy than they are. This is shallow self-esteem that leaves us broken and empty when it falls apart, as it eventually will. Esteem that comes from self is fostered by our being loved and accepted for ourselves and not for what we do. At some point, we then love and accept ourselves instead of what we do. As this happens, we become aware of our darkness, sins, and flaws, yet still realize our basic goodness. We live out of that self as best we can, and it makes no difference how we compare to others. When we have received little love and acceptance from others, our journey is more difficult, but still possible. When we realize that we are loved by God just as we are, self-love and acceptance gradually form within us. Everyone is loved by God in this way. The grace is to experience that this is true. Keep wanting that, and it will happen. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Justice and Empathy, February 9, 1997. Dear people whom God loves, I love humanity. It's people I can't stand. This old saying rings true for me. It is essential that we work for justice, changing the unjust systems in our church and society that oppress people. Without this change, we will not do much to empower people and give them hope. At the same time, there is something grounding about seeing an individual person and feeling within ourselves what is going on in their heart, feeling their pain and joy as we feel our own. We often don't really see our own loved ones in this way, much less people not close to us. Without getting sucked into people's unhealthy needs, we are called to feel with them. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Guilt, negative and positive. March 2, 1997. Dear people whom God loves, guilt is essential to spiritual growth. Guilt stunts spiritual growth. These two sentences seem contradictory until we understand that there are two kinds of guilt. Negative guilt overwhelms us. It makes us feel that we are bad, worthless, and rotten. It keeps us stuck and closes us to the God love that wants to enter us and help us grow spiritually. Negative guilt keeps us from learning from our mistakes. It is the enemy of spirituality. Though it is hard, we must learn to let it go and not wallow in it. With negative guilt, we have self-hate. Positive guilt allows us to see our limitations, our sins, and how we often miss the mark. It brings sadness and sorrow at the realization that we have harmed ourselves and others. We realize that we have not lived up to what we are called to be. It also brings a willingness to allow the love that is God to enter into us and help us live better. With positive guilt, we have self-love. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Letting go of anger. March 30, 1997. Dear people whom God loves, anger and vengeance are normal human emotions. It is unwise for us to hold on to them for too long. We need for our own sake to let them go. When we have suffered abuse, especially at an early age, it may take a long time. Eventually, we must let the anger and vengeance go, so that they do not poison our lives. We may not be able to do that alone. We are not alone. God is with us. It also helps to have a human person with whom you can process your thoughts and feelings. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Self-Awareness, April 12, 1997. Dear people whom God loves, I think that seeing ourselves as we really are is the greatest challenge in the spiritual journey. It is ancient in our tradition that self-knowledge is essential to spiritual growth. Self-knowledge is difficult because we are blind to what we really are. We form images of what we think we are. We form these images from experiences of our lives. These images are almost always false. We either think too highly of ourselves or not highly enough. As our self-image gradually becomes more accurate, we see our beauty and ugliness and embrace them both. We realize that we are neither higher nor lower than others. Only as we see ourselves as we really are can we love ourselves. Before that, we only love what we think we are. God loves us for ourselves just as we are. As our journey proceeds, our love blends with God's, and we see ourselves and others through the eyes of God's love. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Spiritual Growth, April 20, 1997. Dear people whom God loves, trying hard to be good is not a path to holiness. We see what we think is bad in us, and then we will to change it. I suggest that does not work, for two reasons. First, some of what we think is bad will have a lot of good in it. Secondly, willpower affects only superficial change. The depths of ourselves are left unchanged. I suggest that instead of judging ourselves, we face what we are doing and look at the effects of our actions on other people and ourselves. To face some ugly realities and at the same time not beat ourselves up, that is acceptance of ourselves. Next, we invite the love that is God to enter into our being, work in us, and change us in whatever way the love chooses. We leave ourselves open. This is the journey of spiritual growth. We can't will to become good, but we can choose to make the journey that will bring the gift of holiness. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. We are ordinary. April 27, 1997. Dear people whom God loves. Spiritual growth depends largely on accepting the fact that we are human. This means accepting the good and the bad, the dark and the light, the beautiful and the ugly. This is extremely difficult for us. We either think of ourselves as more than human or less than human. We resist looking reality in the face. We react to our wounded upbringing by thinking that we are better than others or worse than others. As priests, we were taught that the character imprinted on us when we were ordained made us special among God's people. In our woundedness, that message could easily become destructive. It could alienate us from ourselves and the people we serve. It could seriously interfere with being a good priest. Being ordinary is essential to good ministry to people. Without the realization that we are ordinary, we cannot be compassionate. The best we can do is to be paternalistic. Whatever is in humanness is in me. It has taken me a lifetime to learn this. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay. Beliefs. May 4, 1997. Dear people whom God loves. Beliefs are wonderful things. They point to the religious experiences that have been handed down to us. For us Christians, they point to the experience that Jesus had of God, people, and all creation. The scriptures testify to the way the early Christians experienced Jesus' experience. Later traditions continue the process. The scriptures and later traditions can be a doorway through which we enter the experience that resembles the religious experience of Jesus. Beliefs are terrible things. A better way to put it is to say that beliefs easily become terrible things. They become terrible when we no longer realize that they are doorways. We begin to think of them as valuable in themselves. Once we think of them this way, we no longer walk through them to discover the loving God who desperately wants a love relationship with us. That relationship with God moves us into a love relationship with more and more people, until it includes everyone and all the creatures God made. Beliefs are necessary, but we worship God, not the beliefs. Smile. God loves you. Father Clay.